Episode 6, The Power of Problem Solving.
Me. Harmony, we are ready.
Hit it!
Beauty!
Hello.
Phoebe!
Yo!
Lily!
Hi!
Gordon!
What?
Clark!
Yeah!
Kimberly!
Cheerio!
The Beauties! Da 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 da
Welcome, welcome to WKID, the All Kids Sports Radio Show. I'm Kimberly, and to my right is...
your extremely handsome and witty colleague, Clark.
Not to mention modest.
You lob it up, I slam it down, Kim. And with a 10 out of 10 segue into the event of the day...
it's the first...
annual
Mini Hoop Madness Slam Dunk Contest!
That's right. Today we're at Tidbit Court, where Puny Pete has duct-taped his mini basketball hoop to the pole of a regular hoop.
There will be plenty of high-flying action, as the rim now stands at 5 feet, half regulation height.
Yet I'm guessing the Punster still had to use a ladder to set it up. And if he was competing, he'd need stilts or a jetpack.
Yeah, a real shame Peter has to sit this one out.
Unless someone has a jetpack lying around.
Today's competition has 2 rounds. Dunkers will be scored on their artistic talent, physical ability, and imagination.
The contestant with the highest scoring dunk gets a poster signed by the girls' varsity team at Shreveview High School. Those ladies rule.
Oh, go Wolves! Go, go Wolves! Oh, oh, oh.
That was a terrible wolf.
Ruling over the Mini Hoop Madness contest today are our judges, Victor and Scoop.
Not sure why Scoop is a judge. You need hands to hold up scorecards.
Let's head over to the sidelines where our high-flying dunkers are getting ready for the first round.
Lily, why are you wearing a trench coat? You look like an undercover...
My lips are sealed.
Your secret is safe with me, Agent Lily.
What? No, silly. I'm no undercover agent.
Okay. Wink, wink.
Oh, my stars.
Lily, what's up with the trench coat?
It's a surprise. I'm doing a super special dunk that will win me that poster of my gals.
Your gals?
The Wolves. I'm their number one fan. I know every single player's stats, signature moves, fashion sense.
Because you've been tracking them undercover?
No, because I'm obsessed with them.
In that case... I hope you win it, Lily. I'll be cheering from the sidelines.
You're not competing today?
My ankle is a little sore. I must have...
Your ankle is sore? Really? Come on, Puny. We all know you can't dunk.
Enough chitter-chatter. I am ready to judge.
You're our... He's our judge? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Up first is Gordon. Clark, if you're him here, what's your strategy?
Well, Kim, I first gotta figure out how I ended up in Gordon's body, and then reverse whatever spell got me in it.
What? Let me rephrase. What are the keys to this first round?
Well, Kim, I think the key is sending a message with this first dunk to my fellow competitors that says, hey, I'm Clark, and I'm trapped in Gordon's body. Please, help!
Okie dokie. Anyways, here goes Gordon.
Doing one, two pumps, and...
throwing it down with a river.
A good start for Gordon, getting 2 9s from the judges for a total of... 17 points. Beebe's up next. She's taking a running start.
Leaping from very far out.
Is it a bird?
A plane.
A butterfly?
It is Beebe's signature butterfly special. What a super slam dunk.
Victor gave her a 4?
What? That was definitely a 10.
It was not.
Oh!
Beebe taking a hit with a low total score of 14. Last to go is Lily, who looks like she's planning something special here.
Oh, what is this? She's taking off her trench coat to reveal something very sparkly.
A gorgeous gown. Oh, look at that purple color and all the gold trim. It is just beautiful.
And of course, every inch is bedazzled.
She's putting on a real performance here, walking like she's on a catwalk.
And now she's picking up speed.
Throwing the ball off the backboard.
Catching it midair.
Doing a spin and...
Ha! Oh, rejected by the rim. That has to be embarrassing.
Oh, poor Lily. She gets one more try here to make her dunk. Let's see if she switches it up a little.
Nope, she's back to walking on the runway.
Running now.
Throwing it up off the backboard.
Another 360 and... Oh, the judge is giving her a total of 8 points out of 20.
Well, that's generous. The Wolves' number one fan is now in last place.
Darn it!
Looking razzled.
Because she failed to dazzle.
I'd give that an 8.
Thanks for the assist, but I'd give it a 10.
Who's modest now?
Now is the perfect time to perform our duet.
What now?
Hit it, Harmony!
Wait, I haven't warmed up yet. I got the chicken wings and tortilla chips.
Well, I've got the ranch and your guacamole fix.
I've got the fries.
And I have the ketchup.
Love to dunk these foods.
You need the perfect setup. I oop to you.
You oop to me.
We have such great chemistry.
You're always there.
With passes so sweet.
A great alley-oop can never be beat.
And when we're both in sync,
it's a blend of food and drink.
Some things just work well together.
Like crackers with your soup. A perfect pass, an alley-oop.
Like hot chocolate when there's stormy weather. It goes, I oop to you.
You oop to me.
We have such great chemistry.
You're always there.
With passes so sweet.
A great alley-oop can never be beat.
It goes, a great alley-oop can never be beat.
Yeah!
Wow, that song was a slam dunk, wasn't it?
It sure was. Now, if I could only find some ranch to slam dunk my chicken fingers into.
While you do that, I'll give our listeners some background info on the slam dunk contest.
Run! Hide! History is coming!
The first ever dunk contest took place during halftime of the 1976 ABA All-Star Game.
76. Those were simpler times.
The rules were different, as the contestants were required to dunk from a standing position and dunk 10 feet away from the hoop.
10 feet? They had jetpacks in the 70s?
Get this. Julius Erving, aka Dr. J, started marking his steps from the free throw line, which is 15 feet away.
What? That's insane.
Not surprisingly, Dr. J would go on to win the contest.
Well, back here at our contest, Lily needs to recover after her poor performance in round one.
Let's see what our dunkers have in store for the second and final round.
You were so close on that last dunk, Lily.
I know, right? I just gotta stay with it.
That's the spirit. Say, your dress, I think it's...
Gorgeous, magnificent.
Yes and yes, but also, when you're spinning it...
Sparkles magically in the sunlight?
Of course, but...
What in the world?
Scratchy, 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 oh so itchy.
Gordon... I don't really want to know, but what on earth are you wearing?
Oh, this old thing? It's a bird suit made with real sparrow feathers.
Actually, warbler feathers?
Right. I borrowed it from Cutie, so it kind of rides up a little in the tail feathers.
A little?
I'm about to fly south for spring in this baby.
They actually fly north in the spring, leaving around April.
Enough of the squawking, chatterbirds. It is time for round two.
Gordon is up first, looking like the Hulk in baby clothes.
He's lobbing the ball high.
Running and flapping his wings as it bounces.
The ball!
Catching it midair.
Doing a massive windmill.
Gordon hammers it down with authority.
That bird was born to fly. Speaking of birds, Where did my chicken fingers go?
You alley-oops them on the ground.
Dang it.
Victor holds up a 9, Scoop a 10.
Which gives Gordon a total score of...
19.
Exactly.
Bibi is next. She looks determined to get a better score than last time.
What is this? She's going to the judge's table and leading Scoop out onto the court.
Is she... She's going to jump over him?
Well, obviously she's going to bring out a trampoline or something.
Bibi backing up for a running start.
Or not.
Approaching Scoop.
Jumping way over him.
Going between the legs and...
Wow! That was incredible! That has to be a perfect score.
Yikes! A 6? Really?
Oh, so sorry. I pulled the wrong scorsy cord.
That's what I thought.
Oh, now where is it? Ha!
A 5? What?
Bibi's out of the running for first place with a... Clark?
A 15.
Well done.
Lily would be out of it too unless she can actually make a dunk. I'll bet she tries to switch things up here. Nope, never mind.
She's still wearing her bedazzled dress. Throwing off the backboard once more.
Jumping.
Doing another twirl.
And... Oh! She fails again. And this time she brought the whole mini hoop down with her. Duct tape and all.
Oh, poor Lily.
Darn it, darn it!
Maybe we could cut to a commercial.
Good idea. Lily needs some time to recover, rethink, and frankly, re-everything after that mini hoop mishap. How embarrassing.
Easy, Clark.
You know what won't be easy? Puny fixing the mini hoop. Let's see if the little man can figure it out over commercial break. The clock starts now.
Yo, Bibi here. Do you ever have to put up with unfair, grudge-holding, completely insane referees that say stuff like...
No, I won't read it. You're making fun of me.
Read it.
Oh, fine. I'm so sorry. I pulled the wrong scoresy card. Here you go, Beatrice.
Or maybe they say things like...
That ball was out. You did a footsie fart. I don't know the rules of any sport, but hey!
Ugh! No one wants to hear that! That's why I invented Annoys. Annoying noise-canceling earplugs. It's simple. Just put one in each ear.
For your information, I've actually memorized the rule book of over 38 sports. 38? You can't even think of 38 sports. I am absolutely shocked you would trick me like this. I will not let you make insults of me. I am an honorable referee that upholds the integrity of the strike.
I am not biased. I do not hold the grudges.
Oh, it never ends. Unless you have Annoys, annoying noise-canceling earplugs. It'll be the best purchase of your life.
Agree to disagree.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Tidbit Court. During the commercial break, Puny Pete went full mechanic mode to fix the broken mini hoop, avoiding a mini hoop madness meltdown.
Indeed, he did. At first, Peter tried using the same duct tape like before.
But he ran out of duct tape.
Then, he tried using chewed up bubble gum from under the picnic table.
Shocker, that one didn't work.
And finally, Peter borrowed some bungee cord from Gordon to fasten the backboard around the pole.
Crisis averted. What a great, big idea from such an incredibly small boy.
That's the power of problem solving.
Whatever power it is, Lily sure needs some of it.
I'm so sorry about your mini hoop, Puny. I just feel awful.
Oh, don't feel bad, Lily. Look, it's good as new.
Well, using that bungee cord was a great idea.
Oh, it was nothing. Just had to do a bit of problem solving. You know, keep trying different things.
Like chewed up bubble gum.
Yeah, not my best idea.
But it did lead you to the one that worked.
Exactly.
I think I need to do a little problem solving of my own.
With the dazzling dress dunk?
Yeah, it's not quite dazzling, is it?
Well, it, could be better.
Puny, give it to me straight.
I think the spin may be the problem. Your gorgeous gown is... It could be slowing you down.
I didn't think of that. Well, maybe I just need to jump a little higher.
Yeah, maybe. But how are you going to do that?
I just got a wonderful idea.
You did?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need your help. Come on.
Lily is ready for her last dunk attempt.
She's doing her fashion show walk-up again.
But what's this?
Puny Peter has joined her on the runway. He's
taking pictures. He's her photographer.
Click, 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 click.
She's running now.
Puny running too.
He kneels down on the ground in front of her.
Lily throwing it up off the backboard.
Stepping on Puny's back.
Jumping.
Soaring.
Spinning and
boom! What a spectacular slam.
A delicious dunk. A fantastic flush. A roaring
rim rocker.
I was getting there.
Of course you were.
10.
A perfect score of 20 for Lily.
And the dazzling dressed dunker wins it all.
That was amazing, Lily. I'm happy you got your Wolves poster.
Thanks, Puny. I couldn't have done it without you.
You know what I could do without? Unfair, grudge-holding, incompetent judges.
What was that? So sorry, I can't hear you with these squishy, plugsy thingies inside my ears.
They're called a noise-canceling earplugs.
La 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 loo 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 ba da
da da. That does it for us here at WKID.
This has been a presentation of the first annual
Mini Hoop Madness
Slam
Dunk
Contest.
I oop to you.
And I slam it down.
Hey everyone, this is Kobe. For more stories from Granity Studios, visit granitystudios.com. Be sure to check out our sports fantasy novels, including our newest release, Legacy and the Queen. It's about a 12-year-old tennis player who must use her inner magic to save everything that's important to her. You can find it at granitystudios.com or wherever you buy books.